Good morning and welcome to morning prayer on Palm Sunday, the 5th of April. It's good to see you, or to e-see you on our screens. So we're going to start today. I think we've been in conversations around the village and a wider conversation. It's been hearing how difficult it is for people feeling that they're on their own all day and losing that sense of purpose and structure to their days. Starting the day off with morning prayer is very good. If you'd like to join us for morning prayer, you can be there for the service at 8 o'clock every morning, looking around on our website for the link, or you can just perhaps, you know, yourself download it at 9:30, 10 o'clock, whenever you get up. But just to start the day with God and with a group of people around you is a good feeling. So take a deep breath and we light the candle and take a moment to bring those immediate concerns and worries to God this morning as we move into a service of morning prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring to you our immediate concerns and worries, the people we're worried about, the things we don't have, the shops we can't go to, and our worries and concerns about the future of the world, the bad things we hear on the news, and our own immediate concerns. Lord, we bring them to the foot of your cross. You suffered far more than we can imagine for us, and you took that suffering from us. You are in it with us. Our sufferings complete what you achieved for us, and we are with you in our sufferings. We are in Christ. Christ is in us, the hope of glory this morning. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Let your ways be known upon earth,
your saving power among the nations.
Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. For these things I weep. My eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my courage. Remember my affliction and my bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that we should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not reject forever. Though he causes grief, he will have compassion. According to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in this gift of the new day, so may the light of your presence, O Lord, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 61, the refrain, "You are my refuge, O God, a strong tower against the enemy." Hear my crying, O God, and listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to you with fainting heart. Oh, set me on the rock that is higher than I, for you are my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever, and take refuge under the cover of your wings. You are my refuge, O God, a strong tower against the enemy. For you, O God, will hear my vows. You will grant the request of those who fear your name. You will add length of days to the life of the king, that his years may endure throughout all generations. May he sit enthroned before God forever. May steadfast love and truth watch over him. So will I always sing praise to your name, and day by day fulfil my vows. You are my refuge, O God, a strong tower against the enemy. Risen Christ, as you knew the discipline of suffering and the victory that brings us salvation, so grant us your presence in our weakness and a place in your unending kingdom, now and forever.
Amen. The refrain for Psalm 62 is, "Wait on God alone in stillness, O my soul." On God alone my soul in stillness waits, from him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall never be shaken. How long will all of you assail me to destroy me, as you would a tottering wall or a leaning fence? They plot only to thrust me down from my place of honour. Lies are their chief delight. They bless with their mouth, but in their heart they curse. Wait on God alone in stillness, O my soul, for in him is my hope. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall not be shaken. Say together, wait on God alone in stillness, O my soul. In God is my strength and my glory. God is my strong rock. In him is my refuge. Put your trust in him always, my people. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our refuge. The peoples are but a breath, the whole human race a deceit. On the scales they are altogether lighter than air. Put no trust in oppression. In robbery take no empty pride. Though wealth increase, set not your heart upon it. God spoke once, and twice have I heard the same, that power belongs to God. Steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord, for you repay everyone according to their deeds. Wait on God alone in stillness, O my soul. O God, teach us to seek security, not in money or theft, not in human ambition or malice, not in our own ability or power, but in you, the only God, our rock and our salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The first reading is from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 to 12, and is the prophecy about Jesus coming into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore you to double.
A Song of Jonah. My prayer came to you in your holy temple, and you brought up my life from the depths. I called to you, O God, out of my distress. And you answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. You cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight. How shall I ever look again upon your holy temple? The waters closed in over me. The deep was round about me. Weeds were wrapped around my head at the roots of the mountains. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the depths, O God. As my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, O God, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. With the voice of thanksgiving, I will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will pay. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Amen.
My prayer came to you in your holy temple, and you brought up my life from the depths.
The second reading is from Luke chapter 16. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us." He said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them." He said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to them, "If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead."
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
We preach Christ crucified, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Jesus, Saviour of the world, come to us in your mercy. We look to you to save and help us. By your cross and your life laid down, you set your people free. We look to you to save and help us. When they were ready to perish, you saved your disciples. We look to you to come to our help. In the greatness of your mercy, loose us from our chains. Forgive the sins of all your people. Make yourself known as our Saviour and mighty Deliverer. Save and help us that we may praise you. Come now and dwell with us, Lord Christ Jesus, hear our prayer and be with us always. And when you come in your glory, make us to be one with you and to share the life of your kingdom. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. And move into a time of prayer. So we pray first for our country and for the world. Lord, we pray for the children stuck indoors, unable to go to play at their favourite playgrounds. And we pray, Lord, that you will help them to be good, to accept what they cannot change, to find ways to amuse themselves and to enjoy their online schooling. We pray for the homeless as the projects to help them shut down and their supporters cannot visit them. We pray for the homeless who have already wandered away from the projects in Oxford, and for those who are concerned about them and who cannot find them. Lord, we pray for the healthcare workers. We pray for our doctors and nurses, our surgeons, our hospital cleaners, the porters, the dinner ladies, those who work in care homes and all medical staff across this land, and those who support them, their families and friends. Lord, we pray that you will help them during this difficult time, give them emotional strength as well as physical strength, and support them spiritually, Lord. to continue to do what is a very difficult job and demanding job at this time. Lord, we pray they will get enough rest. We pray that you will keep them safe. And we pray, Lord, you will protect them from this virus, that their clothing and protections and measures will be enough to keep them safe, Lord. And we pray to them, pray to you for them, and we ask you to protect them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for our essential workers, our binmen and our delivery drivers, our teachers, the farmers and the businesses. Pray for those who care for the elderly and care for others' special needs and all other carers, Lord. And pray for foster carers and those who look after children. We pray for self-employed people who are nervous in how they'll manage financially. And we pray for those whose work is now closed down. We pray for those on furlough, not quite knowing what to do tomorrow. We pray for those who've lost their jobs without support and those whose businesses have had to stop. We pray for restaurants as they adapt to becoming takeaways. We pray for the retired doctors and medical workers volunteering. And we thank you for the army of volunteers and community responses and for those who turn out to clap on Thursdays for the NHS. We pray for the engineers making ventilators and other medical equipment and putting the new hospital together in a matter of days. Lord, we pray for all the supply chains, for those working towards a vaccine, for those working in shops and essential businesses. And we pray for those who are spending days apart from human contact, for those with mental health or existing medical conditions for whom that will be difficult, and for those whose operations have been cancelled at this time, postponed. Lord, we pray for our shopping and delivery drivers, for those who have children at home and are trying to work from home as well, and for those caring for or concerned for elderly parents or their elderly friends. Lord, we put our country into your hands. We ask that your kingdom come, your will be done, and that you would save and support all these good people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for ourselves, overworked or stuck indoors. Help us to know what is truly essential and to let go of the other things. Help us to rest as we can and to recuperate. And Lord, we pray for those who need to give by doing nothing. Help them to pray for others. Help us all to pray, help us all to act according to your will, and help us to know that we are part of a team who are all doing different things but working together as a team against this new evil of this virus. We know that they also serve who only stand and wait, that Noah was rescued by resting in an ark, not by his activities. We know that the enforced Mary moments are in some way better to you than the Martha moments of rushing around serving, and yet we do not know this always in our own personal lives. Help us, Lord, to learn this lesson afresh as we have to stay home and not go out. Help us to reach out emotionally and socially to maintain those contacts by phone, Skype and Messenger and WhatsApp and Zoom and other methods of reaching people. Help us not to forget people that we don't see very often, but to make those phone calls, to reach out to others. Help us all, Lord, not to worry, but to rest in your presence. Help us to reach out and to connect in so many ways, and help us all to stay emotionally available to others and to you, and spiritually connected to you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Hear our prayer.
Amen.
We pray for the churches as we seek to find ways to be church in a time of change. We pray as we suffer and hang in the stillness of not knowing where God even is at the moment when we cannot meet physically. And yet we remember Christ, our leader, who brings unity to heaven and earth and made a way for others to find God through his patience and endurance, through his hanging on the cross. We pray, Lord, that you help us to be approachable for those in need of help and support. We pray for the church as we insist that prayer and gentleness and godliness are still essential in the face of meetings being closed down and times changing. We pray for those whose weddings and baptisms and other plans are now suspended. We pray as we grieve with the tearful, as we encourage the fearful, as we seek to support the weak, as we bring your word of hope to the hopeless, as we preach repentance to the guilty Lord. We pray for all those in our church and in the churches across this land who are doing so much to help. Lord, keep us safe. Help us not to be heroes. Help us not to burn out. Help us also to rest, to be sensible, to obey spiritual disciplines, and to pray and to be in your presence, not to go beyond what you've called us to do, and to be obedient to the government and to stay socially distant, not to be rushing around taking risks. Lord, we pray for your church across this land. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the sick and the bereaved, for those in hospital, for those unwell, those self-isolating at home, and the worried well who've got a cough or a fever and who are waiting for a call back. Lord, we pray for the anxious and the sick, and pray for those so sick they need to be on ventilators in hospitals. We pray, Lord, for them, for their feelings, perhaps unable to be with loved ones in their hour of need. We pray, Lord, that spiritually there would be that invisible string linking them to those they care about, that they would know that they are together in spirit and able to be together in prayer and be caring for each other, even if they are physically apart. And we pray for those in quarantine as they travel from one country to another. We pray for those with other ailments whose operations are postponed, for those with minor problems that they cannot take to a doctor. We pray for the sick, and we pray for those who will die alone today without family and friends to say goodbye, and for those who will sorrow with a grief that is harder to bear because of the separations of this illness. Lord, we pray for the bereaved, for the small funerals, the quiet, restful passings, that they will find other ways to process their grief and find support. And Lord, we pray that the wider communities will be able to experience through webcams, films, photographs, the passing of their loved ones and their friends, even if they cannot be physically present, Lord, that there will be memorial services in the future to look forward to, and that they will know your help and comfort as they pass through this valley of the shadow, that your rod and your staff will comfort them and all of us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear us as we remember those who have died in the peace of Christ, both those who have confessed the faith and those whose faith is known to you alone, and grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Collect for the day. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's say together the Lord's Prayer in the traditional form. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you have a great day. If you are around at 11 o'clock this morning, there is a Zoom meeting. You can find the full details of that underneath our upcoming events current information tab. That there is a Zoom link there. You're very, very delighted to see you there for our service later on today. And if you need anything physical, please contact Peter, his number Oxford 820805. If you'd like to contact me or the church, do email comms commsjbchurch@gmail.com. Be great to hear from you. Thank you for joining us today.